WTAW News Time is 5 after 6, 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A fire in Bryan yesterday looked worse than it really was. That's according to Fire Chief Randy McGregor after an oil tank fire was extinguished behind a nursing home west of Blinn College. No one was injured and residents of the Lampstand Nursing Home were not evacuated. Firefighters from Bryan and College Station spent 30 minutes to extinguish the fire. The cause of the fire has not been determined. A Bryan woman was killed yesterday morning in a two-vehicle crash on Harvey Mitchell Parkway near Villa Maria. Bryan police reported a southbound car was driving in the northbound lanes when it struck a pickup. The driver, 83-year-old Toshiko Bissett, died at the scene. The driver of the pickup was taken to a hospital with severe but not life-threatening injuries. The roadway was closed for approximately 4 hours. A rare community meeting involving the state agency that regulates residential care facilities took place this month, involving a facility for 8 through 17-year-old boys northeast of Bryan.
State Representative Kyle Cassell told WTAW News he gathered the interested parties due to a disturbing number of criminal occurrences around Everyday Life Boys Ranch. Cassell says he wants to ensure the safety of the neighbors and hold the ranch to state standards. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says deputies respond to calls from the ranch as well as the neighborhood.
I just hope that we can find a way that everybody is satisfied with what happens out there and can, you know, live life peacefully.
Bryan School District Superintendent Tommy Wallace says there have been more days than not that a ranch resident in the 4th through 12th grade is involved in an incident in any of 7 affected schools. The incidents range from classroom disruptions to assaults.
It tends to take a lot of our administrators' time and teachers' time to de-escalate the situation with these everyday life students.
Julie Moody of the Department of Family and Protective Services, the agency that regulates the ranch, says they met with law enforcement and the ranch in 2013 over many of the same issues.
We can listen and we may be able to come up with solutions based on what the community feels they need.
Ranch founder Cedric Payton, who's been with the family-owned facility since it began in 2001, says he was unaware and surprised at what he had heard.
I didn't know that the relationship with a couple of neighbors was so bad. I wish they would have came and really talked to us about the incidents or what they thought may have been our kids or not our kids.
Cassell says he's hopeful there's a mutually beneficial resolution for all the parties involved. Interviews with all the speakers and Cassell's statement are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A week from now, you might be getting a phone call asking for your opinions about what should be included in a YMCA. College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney, speaking on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, is a member of the advisory council recruiting the Houston Y to open branches in both Bryan and College Station.
Your listeners will start to get phone calls from a company called Foursquare Research. That'll begin on the 26th of this month. Foursquare is going to be calling a representative group of citizens in the area, not just here in College Station, but also in our ETJ.
Results of the survey are expected on August 1st. The Texas Reds Festival has announced its headline entertainment for its 10th anniversary year.
We will have Rodney Crowell on Saturday, and Ray Wiley Hubbard will be back as our Sunday headliner.
Sandy Ferris of the Downtown Bryan Association says 30 more entertainers will also be performing during the festival, which starts September 23rd. New to the festival will be a Sunday steak and egg brunch in the area where the steaks are served on Saturday night. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 75 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, Brazos Valley, this is Mark, Dennis, Sovac City. You ever walk into your vacuum shop and you're looking going, man, what kind of bag do I need? What kind of belt? What kind of filter? Well, at Sovac City's new superstore, we have everything you could possibly want. We got thousands of bags, belts, filters. If we don't have it, it probably doesn't exist anymore. Sovac City, it's a giant superstore filled with everything that you need. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rockport. Sovac City Superstore. Come on down and see us.
Good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Sunshine, warm and humid for today. Will be up to 90 to 95 this afternoon. By late in the day, there could be an isolated shower or a thunderstorm. It'll be partly cloudy overnight with lows near 75. Sunshine for tomorrow. Thunderstorm may pop up late in the day. Any activity, again, is going to be rather isolated, 90 to 95. Clear tomorrow night, 70 to 75. And we have sun in the forecast for Wednesday. Highs will be 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers had a roller coaster weekend with Victoria Generals. The Texas Rangers took down the St. Louis Cardinals. The Houston Astros took down the Cincinnati Reds. And the NBA Finals are finally over. Details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Remember, the National Basketball Association cannot end until it's at least 100 degrees outside.
That's right.
They have to start in October, and it has to be at least 100 when they finish. So good for them. I thought they told us last week we were going to get north winds today, and it was going to be okay. Well, they lied.
Doesn't seem like the case.
Imagine that.
One more time. Well, but today, I guess we're supposed to celebrate that the high temperature is only going to be 92.
Right.
Don't have to do any of that heat index stuff anymore, because we did that last week. They are telling us that we're going to have a 30% chance of rain today and tonight. And actually, yeah, maybe we've become conditioned, but this morning was an okay morning. I mean, you know, it was, there's a little breeze out there this morning, and it's
relatively only, speaking,
yeah, 74 or 75. Actually, they're telling us we do get sort of a break, considering that today is the official day that summer gets here.
So this is a light first day of summer.
92 or 93 all week long, as a matter of fact. So, anyway, We'll talk to Mr. This is one of Mr. Downs' days. I don't know if y'all know this or not, but he's really.
I did not.
Well, see, four or five years ago, he was at Stonehenge on this day. See, and since this is the solstice, that's when the sun lines up with some of the rocks or
okay.
something. If you stand here and you take your right foot and you lift it up and hold your right ankle with your right foot, then you can see something.
Of course. Yeah.
So this is something he'll talk about today, I'm sure, or whatever. All right, so the Boulder County, Colorado Justice Center allows service animals into a building, as you would expect. But security guards drew the line when somebody tried to sneak his pet iguana through the x-ray machine.
Through the x-ray machine?
Just saying, pet's owner was turned away and waited outside for his friends to come out of the courthouse.
Well, at least he tried to put it through the x-ray machine and follow the rules.
He simply wanted the iguana to be able to share the moment with him, I suppose.
Why exactly was he at the courthouse?
Well, that's another one.
And how did they see a iguana?
Oh, they got a picture of it.
Info?
Now, you go up on the internet. I don't know if you've heard about that internet thing. You post that. They posted a picture of the iguana. You can see it in his, bag or whatever.
Is that an iguana in your bag? You're just happy to see me.
He didn't go there. He didn't go there.
Watercrest at Bryan voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening, and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older offers a maintenance-free, customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of the WTAW Zone Aggie football broadcast, Watercrest at Bryan welcomes you to come see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today, 979-703-7088, or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
If you were given the option of having a dry cleaner service come directly to your home or office on a scheduled basis, would you take advantage of it? Pride Cleaners offers pickup and delivery at no additional charge. Pride also has an email reminder the night before delivery and an email once they are delivered. Pride Cleaners also provides two personalized valet bags and a door hook for convenience, plus automatic billing. So you see, Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station since 1994 can take care of not only your clothes, but they can take care of you. Pride Cleaners in your home, at your office, and in our community.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 6:14. It's June 20th. It's day 172. Got 194 of them to go. As we mentioned, we'll talk about it later. It's the summer solstice. It's Ride to Work Day for, I guess, motorcycle people. It's World Productivity Day. Not sure what that means. Maybe it's today. They give you one day that you need to get out there and be productive, and so There you are.
I'll make sure to take an extra long nap today.
Exactly. It is American Eagle Day as opposed to Japanese Eagle. The use of the American Eagle as a bird to represent the country did have a tumultuous history, of course. There were several seals, not the kind in the ocean, established for U.S. America in 1776, but none of them were accepted by Congress. Eventually, the job of designing the seal was given to a Charles Thomason, then serving as Secretary of Congress, who took all the best elements of the presented designs and improved on them. And then we got the eagle, who's got like the arrows in one claw, of course, and the oak leaf in the other.
So majestic.
It really is. Yeah. And so there you go. So that's American Eagle Day. And Ice Cream Soda Day. Now, think about that.
That's a float.
Have you had it? No, it's not.
It's something different?
It is.
A soda flavored like ice cream.
Oh. Yeah, because what happens is they put, and you can't get this anymore, is they would actually put, fizzy water in there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Yeah, did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
Is that called phosphate? Is that what they would call
it? That's right, exactly.
Okay.
But the problem is they don't have those kind of things anymore. You know, they don't have those places. Well, unless you go to an amusement park, like Disney World or something, and they charge you $12 for it.
Right. But
anyhow.
And they got the soda jerk.
Exactly, because they would pull the handle that way. See, that's why they called it a soda jerk.
Yeah.
Okay, so what you do is you actually get soda, some ice cream and a straw, and you put it all together. And if you want to do that, it's too much trouble. All right, we got some birthdays.
We got some birthdays. Christopher Mintz-Plasse is 27. You might better know him as McLovin from Superbad.
Yeah, he's funny.
voice winner Allison Porter is 35. Not only did she win The Voice, but she was also the little girl who played Curly Sue. I don't know if you knew that from the 90s movie.
I was thinking it's Curly Joe, which is one of the Three Stooges. I guess that'd be something different.
No. Yeah. Okay.
That would be interesting.
It would
be. Interesting portrayal.
Yeah, got it.
Quentin Rampage Jackson from the UFC is 38 today.
Is his real name Rampage?
No, it's Quentin.
Yeah. He said, I got to have something stronger than that if I'm going to do this.
Yeah, he did a very underwhelming performance of B.A. Baracus in the A-Team movie.
Oh, well, now that you say that.
He's no Mr. T.
Gotcha.
You know? Yeah. Robert Rodriguez is 48. He directed all those movies like Machete and Sin City, and From Dusk Till Dawn, all that stuff, all those Quentin Tarantino-esque type things.
Yeah, yeah.
Nicole Kidman is 49 today. Country singer Dan Tominski is 49 as well. He did the voice for George Clooney in Man of Constant Sorrow in Oh Brother Where Art Thou.
He sang the song, huh?
Yeah, okay. He was the real singer guy.
Well, if you ever hear Clooney tell that story, you know, he told him, I want to sing the song, and so... and I don't know if he had a money stake. I guess he didn't. I guess that was the Farrelly Brothers who had all the money in it. But anyway, and he sang, and it was really horrible.
Yeah, I've actually heard a bootleg recording of it, and he was terrible.
Yeah, can't do that. Yeah.
Oh, man, a lot of bassists' birthdays today. John Taylor from Duran Duran, 56. And actually, I played a show in Austin with, and Duran Duran was there because it happened to be the weekend before Austin City Limits.
Right.
And they liked my music.
Oh, hey, cool.
Very
good for you. Pat on the back. Excellent.
Yeah, so pretty cool. Coco Beware is 59. He was a WWF star since we were talking about WWE last week. another bassist, Michael Anthony from Van Halen, 62.
Of course,
today.
The critical thing there is from Van Halen,
yeah.
Not of Van Halen.
Yeah, never work with him again.
Everything was fine until Wolfie got old enough to play, right? And so Eddie fired this guy, right?
Yeah, okay. Apparently.
Anyway,
John Goodman is 64 today.
Yeah, he's done a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
he really has.
And he was amazing in, I mean, obviously, Big Lebowski, Walter Sobchak.
Sure.
Great role. But he was amazing in 10 Cloverfield Lane, which was otherwise a kind of movie.
I haven't seen that.
He was great.
He was good in Raising Arizona, too.
Oh, yeah. Lionel Richie, 67
really?
Today. Yeah. Hello.
Walking on the ceiling. Yeah.
That's right. Bassist for the Bay City Rollers.
Another bassist.
Mm-hmm. Alan Longmuir.
I have no
idea. 68. He did, you remember, S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y Knight, right?
Uh-huh, sure.
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah.
Bob Vila, 70 today.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Tool time guy
that's
or tool
right.
man or whatever. Yeah, although,
inspired
this old
it,
house.
Yeah,
right.
For sure. Ann Murray is 71.
Oh, my. Okay.
Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys, 74.
Okay.
John Mahoney, 76. Frazier's dad.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Olympia Dukakis is 85.
Okay.
Martin Landau is 88.
He's great.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And Danny
Aiello.
Yeah, I can't say that. Is 83. He had the famous line, "Michael Corleone says hello."
Yeah.
During the hit.
Before that, and every I'd see maybe if I got time, I'll find it today. He used to be a bus terminal announcer in New York.
Oh,
and
wow.
So he would name all the cities, you know, that were in the bus thing. And he was on a talk show one night, and obviously if you do that every day for X number of years, he could still do the whole thing.
Wow.
It was really kind of fun,
that's
a bunch of little things.
Cool.
I'll see if I can drag that out later. All right, there you go, 620.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So just when you thought Hillary Clinton and her campaign could not stoop any lower, well, the Daily Caller now reporting that the former Secretary of State is actually fundraising off of last week's horrific terror attack in Orlando. Remember, mass campaign emails sent out on behalf of Clinton. It states, quote, "This week, Republicans in Congress asked for a moment of silence for the victims of the shooting in Orlando. Democrats in the House of Representatives refused. They would not stand silent about the work it's going to take to end the nation's gun violence epidemic. We need resources to take on Donald Trump and the NRA. Chip in a buck. Let's do this." Is there anything that Hillary won't do for money?
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
In these parts, you need equipment that helps you work hard and play big. Equipment like the new John Deere Gator XUV 590i. With over 1,000 ways to customize yours, it's like having 1,000 ways to take on chores and the big outdoors. John Deere was first in the Texas fields, and now we're proud to be the official on-field equipment of the Texas Rangers. Go big, go strong, go Gator. Save big at Sioux Falls Prater. Go to myjohndeeredealer.com/baseball.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. Global stocks are soaring after weekend polls suggested the UK is more likely to vote to remain in the European Union in Thursday's referendum. A survey published yesterday shows 45% of respondents backed staying in the trade bloc, compared with 42% in favor of leaving. Concerns about a UK exit from the EU sent stocks around the world tumbling in recent sessions, while bond yields dropped to record lows as investors feared a prolonged period of uncertainty around growth and trade in the world's fifth largest economy. On Wall Street this morning, futures pointing to a sharply higher open. Swedish telecom equipment maker Ericsson says seven of its current and former employees have been served with summons by Greek authorities over allegations of possible corruption. William Shatner will appear at Boston Comic-Con 2016 in August to mark the 50th anniversary of the hit television series Star Trek. Shatner played Captain James T. Kirk on the iconic show. He will appear at the convention on August 12th. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, you'll find furniture, supplies, and so much more. It's 626, and here, got the first day of summer coming up. Actually, about 12 hours from now, it arrives officially. 92 for a high temperature, really all week long is what we're looking at. Low temperatures will be in the middle 70s, and we do have a slight chance of rain at 30% today and tonight, 20% tomorrow. Any rain we have probably be after 1 o'clock this afternoon, so we'll see if that happens. Right now, winds are calm, 94% relative humidity. We've got 75.
Hey, Christine, how's the shredding going?
It's pretty bad. I still have the stack left, and it's taking forever.
Have you heard of Embassy Records and Management? They can shred these documents in no time.
Really?
Definitely. They'll send their mobile truck to your place of business and shred all your private information right in front of you. You'll be the last person to see them and the first to see them destroyed. Plus, they're local, so they're just a phone call away.
Outstanding. How does that sound to you, Christine?
Sounds like a relief. I'll give Embassy Records Management and Storage a call.
776-3500 or log on to EmbassyRMS.com.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Seems that whenever anyone talks politics or any controversial topic, things get so nasty. Why? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know, coming up.
Brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-309-1113. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-309-1113. 1-800-309-1113.
You've probably noticed how nasty the political conversation has gotten, and the same is true of debates on almost any controversial issue. Why?
I think one of the reasons is it's more effective. One of the things Noam Chomsky said to me was, you know, if you can't win an argument, shriek. call people names.
Public relations executive Jim Hogan, author of the book I'm Right and You're an Idiot, says screaming and calling people names doesn't usually change anyone's mind.
We don't tend to be good listeners. Certainly that's in my case. It's something I have to work at. And we tend to sort of jump to defending our side too quickly rather than kind of looking for common ground. I mean, there are people who are gifted that they're not like that, but a lot of us are. And people tend to respond better when you acknowledge that they may have a point.
Typically, when we debate with others on sensitive or controversial topics,
we all think we're right, right? We all have this attitude like, I'm right, you're wrong, let me tell you what you should think. That is not a good communication strategy. I can tell you after 30 years of being in the public relations business, it doesn't work.
Jim received some great advice on this topic from a Buddhist monk who suggested,
speak the truth, but not to punish. And I think that there's a huge amount of wisdom in that.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
It's all new, all true, and it will inspire you. So get ready to expect the unexpected with Opus Season 44. This year's lineup includes the blockbuster musical Jersey Boys, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas. The Christmas-tastic Elf the Musical, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. The jaw-dropping talents of The Illusionist, live from Broadway. And an opening night concert with Lyle Lovett and his large band. Tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:31, 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A Westside Bryan Highway was closed 4 hours yesterday following a crash that killed one driver and severely injured another. According to Bryan Police, a southbound car on Harvey Mitchell Parkway near Villa Maria was going north when it was struck by an oncoming pickup. The driver of the car, 83-year-old Toshiko Bissett, died at the scene. The driver of the pickup was taken to a hospital with severe but not life-threatening injuries. The source of thick and black smoke over Bryan yesterday around noon was an oil tank fire behind a nursing home west of the Blinn College campus. Fire Chief Randy McGregor says no cause has been determined to how the fire started and no one was injured. The Lampstand Nursing Home on East 29th was not evacuated. It took firefighters from Bryan and College Station 30 minutes to extinguish the fire. Six engines and two ladder trucks were on the scene. The oil tanks were initially cooled by water, then foam was applied. The next step in the recruitment of Houston YMCA branches in the Twin Cities starts soon. College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney, a member of the local Y Advisory Committee, says a telephone survey starts the 26th.
To find out exactly what kind of programs would they like, what kind of components would they like to see within the facility.
Dr. Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says this is in addition to recommendations made by the local committee.
We're willing to see just what the citizens want before we go forward with asking an architect actually to sit down and give us a drawing.
Results of the telephone survey conducted by a company called Foursquare Research are expected August 1st. Two familiar names are returning to the Texas Reds Festival for its 10th anniversary. Sandy Ferris with the Downtown Bryan Association says Rodney Crowell will be performing Saturday and Ray Wiley Hubbard on Sunday, September 24th and 25th.
We had Ray Wiley last year, and he was very popular, and he liked it as much as the people who listened to him did. They called us and wanted to come back this year, so we figured with the 10th anniversary, we needed a legend to come back, so we're happy to have both of those men back to entertain us.
30 more entertainers are also lined up for the festival.
We are reducing the number of stages that we have. We'll have the palace and then two or three other stages. We haven't fully fleshed out the rest of the lineup yet, but we will be bringing back some bands that are well-known in this area.
The area where steaks are served in downtown Bryan on Saturday night will also be the location of a first-ever Sunday brunch of steak and eggs. And there will be a kickoff dinner the Thursday night before the festival at Messina Hoff Winery and Resort. A state-licensed residential care facility for 8 through 17-year-old boys located northeast of Bryan was the subject of a rare community meeting this month. That's after neighbors directed complaints to State Representative Kyle Cassell.
Cassell says his foremost concern was and continues to be citizen safety and holding Everyday Life Boys Ranch accountable to state standards. Cassell says that's after hearing what he described as a disturbing number of crimes at the facility located near Tabor. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says at the ranch last year, deputies detained 28 residents and responded to 31 reports of runaways, which leads to neighbors' complaints of trespassing.
We got a couple of cases of, you know, theft of a bicycle and from the yards. And in one incident that was reported to us, that a boy ended up on the front porch of a house and confronted a resident and raised a level of concern.
Safety is also a concern to Bryan School District Superintendent Tommy Wallace, who says they have contacted the ranch about behavior issues for the last 5 years. Dr. Wallace says at 7 schools, lots of classroom time has been taken away due to disruptions, thefts, assaults, and other incidents.
We spend more time with everyday life students and their behavior than any other subgroup in our school.
Cedric Payton, who's been with the family-owned facility since it began in 2001, said he was surprised and unaware about the complaints from the neighbors. Payton says he wants a good working relationship.
We depend so much on the Brazos Valley to help support our organization. We have a lot of school teachers and people in the community that really do a lot for our organization, our kids, and we want to keep that connection.
Julie Moody of the Department of Family and Protective Services, the state agency that regulates the ranch, says the bottom line is to find a way to make everyone happy in order to serve the children.
Foster children aren't criminals. We can't lock children up because they're in the foster care system. They have the same rights as all of our children. So we have to keep that in mind as well.
As a takeaway from the meeting, Cassell told WTAW News he looks forward to continuing the dialogue in order to find a mutually beneficial resolution for all parties. Cassell's statement and interviews with all the speakers are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News time is 6:36 at 75 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 7 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
RE/MAX Bryan College Station has been serving Aggieland over 20 years, representing generations of buyers and sellers with old-fashioned hometown service and 21st century technological expertise. At 3030 University Drive, just east of Highway 6, we're right in the middle of Bryan College Station and count legions of Aggie customers returning as parents and grandparents. More sellers list with RE/MAX than any other brand because nobody in the world sells more real estate. So to buy or sell, it's RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Speaking of Christ, Titus chapter 2, verse 11 says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9 declares, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man." How wonderful for us! This means that every person has the opportunity to be saved, if they will just come to God on His terms. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Truly, salvation is available to all mankind, but only those who obey the gospel will access that salvation. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8. The Bible Minute has been brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. We invite you to visit us at the BCS Church of Christ, which meets on Highway 30. Go to bcschurchofchrist.com to learn more.
Need a new trailer for your job site, home, or hobbies? Midway Trailers in Madisonville is your one-stop shop. Located in Madisonville on I-45, just a short drive from Bryan College Station in Huntsville, Midway Trailers provides every style of trailer to fit your every need. Light duty, heavy duty, cargo, automotive, horse, or livestock. Midway only stocks and sells the best brands. Brands like CM, Lark, and Big Tex Trailers, America's best-selling professional-grade trailer line. Visit MidwayTrailers.com today and haul away happy with Midway Trailers in Madisonville.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Thank you for trusting me to help you with your mortgages for the last 17 years. Now, I can also help provide solutions for your retirement investing needs. I am Debbie Lewis. Call me today with your 401k transfers, 403b accounts, IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help you simplify your financial world with real solutions. I understand the importance of a decision to hire an investment advisor. So call me today for a complimentary consultation. 979-220-3018. Today, tomorrow, your future.
Do some weather, shall we? Brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Here you are.
Today is the first day of summer. Astronomically speaking, from this point on, the days start getting shorter until we get to the winter solstice in December. We'll have sunshine today, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm late this afternoon, high of 90 to 95. Overnight, partly cloudy, 75. Sunshine tomorrow, an isolated storm possible by late in the day tomorrow, highs 90 to 95. And it's sunny Wednesday with highs of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers and the Victoria Generals had an up-and-down weekend. Also, the Texas Rangers beat the St. Louis Cardinals. The Houston Astros took down the Cincinnati Reds. I'll have all those details. And the NBA Finals are over. History's made. Details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
History's made.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What was the history?
Well, you'll find out in sports.
Okay.
Huh?
That's right. The whole point of the tease, Scott.
Oh, I gotcha. All right. Okay, I was just moderately interested. Oh, but that's fine. Well, let's see. What else? You got anything on Baylor today? Baylor in the news again?
I didn't see anything.
Oh, I didn't either.
Shoot.
I did see someone at the airport yesterday with a Baylor hat on, and I just thought to myself,
really?
Oh.
You're still doing that, huh?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, we have to be very careful because I believe that, you know, actually a story broke ahead of Baylor at the University of Tennessee, which is in the Southeastern Conference, and they thought they did a pretty good job of sidetracking that till all this Baylor stuff started. Then we realized, no, Tennessee really hasn't handled their problems yet either.
Well, and even when I was sitting there judging this girl for wearing that hat, yeah. I thought to myself, you know, it's a very bad thing, and it's a very bad look on the entire university. But at the same time, there are several people who are Baylor alum or there now that have nothing to do with it. And you can't, you know, fault them for what
that's
a
the
few
school
people
they went
did.
To, right?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
They had no control over that.
Right.
And you know what? Any other Division I university is just one incident away from being right
there
with
them. Oh, absolutely. Just like if someone were to judge, you know, at all Aggies because of Johnny Manziel's actions.
Exactly.
You know? Oh, I heard Johnny sold his house.
Did he?
In Cleveland.
Oh.
It said he made $50,000 on it. I don't know.
What?
I'm not sure.
I bet he paid more than that.
I was gonna say just getting the
maybe made 50 like yeah. on profit.
Yeah,
but
right. I'm thinking just getting the stains out of the carpet will be more than that.
The smell of everything.
Sorry. All right. So let me see. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan gave Chuck Todd, who's from NBC, a pretty interesting answer when asked about whether GOP delegates should vote for or against Donald Trump at the convention. He said the last thing I would say is to tell anybody to do something that's contrary to their conscience. I get that. This is a very strange situation. It is very unique as a nominee. I feel as a responsibility institutionally as Speaker of the House, I should not be leading some chasm in the middle of our party. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying if you don't like him, I'm not going to lead the fight.
And I get that, but he's the leader of the Republican Party right now as the majority leader like that. That's kind of his job, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't pull it out, but I had a quote from him yesterday on Fox, and he did not even say Trump's name.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's a little bothersome. But this is Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions is an Alabama senator. And this is what Jeff Sessions said on Fox.
Let me give advice to my Republican colleagues. They need to look at the election returns. They need to understand that the American people are not happy with gridlock in America. They're not happy their wages have fallen since 2000 steadily. They're not happy that we have high unemployment. They're not happy that we have an open border and lawlessness at our border. They believe we should have a lawful system of immigration that serves their interests. They don't believe these trade deals have worked for them. So I think our leaders on both sides need to be considering what the American people are saying in this election, and they need to be a part of the unity, too.
Meaning, get on the Trump train?
Need to be participating in fixing some of these things. We haven't been effective in fixing illegal immigration. The trade deal got a lot of votes and support in the Congress, on Democrats and Republicans. So I think there's a lot of things we need to learn from the American people.
Okay, how many politicians have we heard say that?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay,
but,
great.
And all we have is the power to vote, and we keep trying to vote for the guys that keep saying they're going to do stuff, and they keep not doing it.
It's like they're all going, look, here's a duck. Look, there's a duck right there. I mean, there's the problem right there. Right there, that's the problem. They're not fixing it, but they're making sure that we all know that they know
they
it's
know.
There.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, fine. Would you please do something about that? All I know is this, that if you're doing something in violation of the government, you can't just say, yeah, I see it, there it is, I'm going to do something about it. No, you have to do it.
You got
to
do it.
Yeah, they put the laws in so that we have to do what they say we need to do.
And that's the point, is that they keep saying, when, you know, during election, when you come election time, they're all about, oh, yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah.
And then we elect them, and then they're like, ah, yeah. We just eat our bacon wrap, shrimp, and lobster, and we go about
our
business.
And get our expensive drinks paid for by people.
Yeah.
And if we need anything from y'all, we'll pass a law and tax you.
Yeah. Right.
So, I mean, that's fine that this guy wants to say that stuff, but he's still part of the problem because mm-hmm. he's one of them who's up there.
Indeed.
However, let's see, it's somewhere in here. I've got we're apparently giving out names now of possible vice presidential people. They're trying to float. Boveda.com has posted the odds for the vice presidential picks. And number one on the Republican side is Jeff Sessions, the guy you just heard. In second place would be Newty Poo Gingrich. Then comes Joni Ernst. If you remember her, she's the lady who's now a senator who did the story about fixing hogs, and she used to do that, and she said, I'll do the same thing in Washington.
Oh, okay.
Like that. Yeah, anyway, so there. Those are your top three
seems
on the Republican
seems
side.
Seems like nobody really wants to be the vice president
well,
for either of these
exactly.
people.
Exactly. They're all kind of standing back. Sarah Palin is a 25-1 long shot. Yeah, that ain't going to happen. Let me see. Over on the Democrat side, Hillary Clinton's picks, according to Boveda.com. Number one is Tim Kaine, who's really a Republican, but he's runs as a Democrat. This guy has some really, really, really great ideas. It's just he doesn't sound like a Democrat. Second would be Julian Castro. So there would be a Texas connection for us. And then Elizabeth Warren. So those are the top three on the Democrat side.
Would a Democrat in name only be a dino?
Yeah, exactly. That's it. That's what he is. He is a dino. If you listen to him, he makes a lot of sense. In the meantime, the folks over at Vox.com say that they've actually seen Hillary's list, seen the list of VPs. And the top three are Elizabeth Warren, Tim Kaine, and Sherrod Brown. So there you are.
Huh.
Sherrod Brown is a senator from Ohio.
Hillary welcomed in a new grandbaby.
Yay. Okay.
Yeah.
Good
and
for her.
On Saturday, Chelsea had a little boy.
Is that right? So now
yep.
they got a boy and a girl? Is that right?
Yeah,
sure. Okay.
But Aiden Clint, his middle name is Clinton.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
So that's good. He can be that. Let's see what else. Loretta Lynch was on Fox, and she was, they were asking her about the whole, you know, idea that the president has actually endorsed Hillary Clinton. And the president is her boss, and she's supposed to be looking at this whole email thing, and isn't that a problem? And she said,
I don't get involved in whom the president endorses, and I don't have comments, as I said before, on any of the candidates. The investigation into the State Department email matter is going to be handled like any other matter. We've got career agents and lawyers looking at that. They will follow the facts and follow the evidence wherever it leads and come to a conclusion.
So does this create a conflict of interest for you?
No, this is not a conflict for me or for the department or for anyone. We will continue to do all of our work in the same way in which we always have, with the interest of the American people
I'm sorry. I didn't.
Translation, I don't want to answer.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to have Hillary barking in the middle of that. All right, it's 6:48. It's 6:48.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hardworking efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to provide reliable, affordable electricity has kept families, friends, and neighbors connected for generations. And thankfully, People Power is one energy source that you can always depend on. At Mid-South Synergy, we are your crew. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, May 21st, it's tree identification. Come learn how to identify the different trees, discover the importance and value of the ecosystem, and how to perform a tree inventory. All this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Friend or foe, this plant came to grow. It's Mexican petunia, Ruellia simplex. It's a strong growing 4-foot perennial that spreads assertively by its underground runners or rhizomes. There are two things that stand out in my memory when I think about this plant. I'll have them right after this important message. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer for soil and turf's two-way formula controls both surface and soil insects in just 24 hours and for up to 3 months. Complete Insect Killer for soil and turf from Bayer kills the most common lawn pests. That includes ants, fleas, ticks, grubs, and other listed insects. The product can be used on lawns, ground covers, flowers, roses, trees, shrubs, and along building foundations. Complete Insect Killer for soil and turf comes in 10-pound and 20-pound granules, 32-ounce ready-to-spray, and 40-ounce concentrate. Always read and follow label directions. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. Get control of the insects this year with Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer for soil and turf. B-A-Y-E-R. BayerAdvanced.com. Ask for it by name when you go garden shopping. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer for soil and turf. I remember seeing Mexican petunia as a young child growing up in College Station. I found an intense interest in plants at an early age, but we didn't have this plant in our gardens. Maybe that's because my dad was a PhD in botany and range management, and he understood the nature of invasive plants. Maybe he didn't want that in our gardens. But I saw it in nice landscapes all over town. And who was an 8-year-old to realize that it was spreading across College Station faster than Howdy's during freshman orientation? Then the next thing I remember is a bunch of people slamming on the brakes saying, oh, you'll be so sorry if you ever plant this thing. It will invade your every moment. So I planted it anyway. But I contained it. I cut the bottom out of a 10-gallon nursery pot, and I dug a hole so I could sink my bottomless pot flush with the soil surface, and it worked. The rhizomes wrapped around and around the inside of my pot, but they never escaped to the rest of the flower bed. I believe I was probably growing the selection I now see listed as purple showers. It's sterile, it doesn't set seeds, so it's only invasive if the rhizomes can get out far and wide. I'm sure the same technique would contain the roots of pink and white selections of the original species. But wait, there's more. We have dwarf Ruellias now that are about as invasive as the Swiss Army. Katy Dwarf and Dwarf White Katy are both small clumping Ruellias that grow to be 10 or 12 inches tall and wide, but they have the same flowers of either the lavender blue or white. By the way, there's confusion among botanists as to the correct species name for this cheerful Texas perennial. Almost every listing will have the original type as Ruellia Brittoniana. But the very highly respected Missouri Botanical Garden says the species name needs to be Ruellia simplex, because that was the name first given the plant in 1870 when it was discovered in Cuba. All of these Ruellias grow and bloom best in full or nearly full sun. They handle drought fairly well, but they'll certainly grow and bloom better if you'll keep them moist at all times. Their blooms last but one day, but there will be dozens more the following day. They're self-cleaning, meaning that the spent flowers wither and fall without creating a mess. Look around you these next several weeks. You're going to see Ruellias, and you'll know how much I enjoy them too. Mexican petunias. Neil Sperry here, and I'll have a bright spot for all seasons for your landscape in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkins and Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:54. It was a roller coaster weekend for the Brazos Valley Bombers as Friday night a walk-off by the Victoria Generals ended the Bombers' eight-game win streak, six of which came on the road. Saturday, the Bombers had just tied the game 2-2 against the Generals and were set to take the lead when all of a sudden the power went out. Despite the best efforts of BTU to restore the power, the game was suspended after an hour delay. The Bombers didn't let the power outage slow them down, though, as they swept the Sunday doubleheader against the Generals by scores of 3-2 and 7-1. The Bombers will get 2 days of rest before traveling to Plano to take on the Texas Marshals for two games. In other news for the Bombers, the first national rankings from CollegiateSummerBaseball.com has them ranked as the ninth best team in the country. The Bombers have finished in the top five national rankings over the last three seasons, including a national championship in 2013. Collegiate Summer Baseball had the Bombers ranked third in the country at the end of the 2015 season, following their third straight Texas Collegiate League title. Out in Omaha for the College World Series, Lucan Baker hit a go-ahead three-run homer in the top of the ninth, and TCU beat number five national seed Texas Tech 5-3 Sunday in a meeting of the Big 12 rivals. TCU and the CWS for the third straight year will play a bracket two winners game Tuesday night against Coastal Carolina. In Texas A&M tennis, Macarena Olivares, who will join the Aggs women's tennis team in the fall after playing the past two seasons for ASA College, was named to the 2016 Intercollegiate Texas Association All-Star Team, the ITA announced. It's the second consecutive year the Santiago, Chile native has been named to the prestigious team. In Major League Baseball,
swung on and lined towards center. It's a base hit. One run is home. Here comes Moreland around third. He's heading home. The throw to the plate is late, and the Rangers lead 5-4.
Jurickson Profar hit a two-run, bases-loaded pinch-hit single in the eighth, lifting the Texas Rangers to a 5-4 victory at the St. Louis Cardinals Sunday. It was Profar's first pinch-hit at-bat this season. Texas swept the three-game series and has won six in a row in eight of its last nine games. The Rangers return to Arlington tonight to face the Orioles. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. Pregame begins at 6:30, and you can catch it all on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, in Houston,
pitch on the way, and Valbuena drills this deep to right field. Holt is going back at the wall, looking up. See you later! Luis Valbuena hitting his eighth home run of the year, and the Astros' lead is 3-0.
Evan Gattis and Luis Valbuena homer, driving in two runs each to help the Houston Astros to a 6-0 shutout over the Cincinnati Reds Sunday. Mike Fiers allowed four hits and struck out five in 5 2/3 scoreless innings. He left the game when Jay Bruce's line drive hit him in the thigh for a single with two outs in the sixth. Chris Devinsky took over and allowed one hit in 3 1/3 innings to complete the shutout. The Astros begin a three-game series with the Angels tonight. First pitch is at 7:10 p.m. In the NBA Finals, it's over.
LeBron pulls up, fires a three, and knocks it down. Oh, what a cut shot by LeBron James.
Cleveland's 52-year championship drought ended with an electrifying 93-89 victory over Golden State to give the Cavaliers their first NBA title. The Cavs are also the first NBA team to rally from a 3-1 deficit in the NBA Finals. LeBron James had nothing to prove, but played like his legacy depended on it.
When I came back, I gave everything that I had. I poured my heart, my blood, my sweat, my tears to this game, and against all odds, it's nothing to man above. Don't put you in situations that you can't handle. And I just kept that same positive attitude. Instead of saying, why me, they're saying this is what he want me to do.
As usual, James led the way and was a unanimous choice as NBA Finals MVP. He became the third player in league history to record a triple-double in a championship Game 7, joining Jerry West and James Worthy of the Lakers. James finished with 27 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists. Kyrie Irving added 26 points and 6 rebounds. He hit a go-ahead three-pointer with 53 seconds left. Draymond Green was high man for the Warriors with 32 points and 15 boards, but league MVP Steph Curry was held to 17 points on 6 of 19 shooting. Klay Thompson added 14 for the Warriors, who set a league record with 73 regular season wins but were denied a second straight NBA title. Cleveland had been without a championship in the four major sports since the Browns won the NFL title in 1964. And heading out to the links, Dustin Johnson posted his first major title with a three-shot victory at the 116th U.S. Open by finishing 5-under par following his final round 69. Scott Piercy, Jim Furyk, and Shane Lowry tied for second. And that's a look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley's source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world, and we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-587-6435 or visit ctwp.com today.